Hello, this is Reverend Leslie speaking, and this is the last of the recorded services that I will be doing with you because I retire at the end of July. So it is a little bit with sadness, but also with great joy that I've had this opportunity over the past 4 years to record these services for you and to lead worship in the Tyndale Benefice, including St Martin's, obviously in North Nibley. I won't be leaving North Nibley. I still remain and live in the parish, but are going to retire and, just take a little bit of me time. So let us begin our service with prayer. Lord Jesus, be with us as we come before you. We open our hearts and our eyes to you in worship and praise. We pray that we may hear your voice through the spoken word and that we may understand your will for us in this world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now going to read to you from the Gospel, and I'm going to read the parable of the sower. The same day Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. And such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat in it, and while all the people stood on the shore. And then he told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seeds, and as he was scattering the seeds, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. And some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, and it sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they were withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. And still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. Whoever has ears, let them hear. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in their heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The seed falling on rocky ground refers to someone who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. And when trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. The seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but the worries of his life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, making it unfruitful. But the seed falling on good soil refers to someone who hears the word and understands it. And this is the one who produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown. I want you to imagine a very hot, sunny day. I know, we've had lots of those locally, haven't we? In Nibley anyway, and in Wootton Under Edge and so forth. But yes, just imagine it being a very sunny day. And I just want you to sit and imagine that sun beating down upon your head and upon your shoulders. But you're not in Tresham, you're not in Nibley, you're not in Wootton Under Edge or Alderley, but on the banks of the Sea of Galilee, and the heat is dry and it's soaking into your bones. Just spend a few moments relaxing and feeling that heat and imagining what it would be like to be sat on the shores of the Sea of Galilee. So I hope you're feeling rested and feeling the heat of that sun and maybe even imagining what it would be like to sit on the shores of Galilee. But there's a man there. There's a man who seems to be talking a lot of sense. And this man, who seems to have gone out into a boat so that everyone can see him. Well, there's a lot of speculation about this chap. Some say that he's the Messiah, or certainly a prophet of some kind. And actually thinking about it, life has been pretty tough just recently, hasn't it? The Romans are taxing us, taking a bit off the top as well. We just want to hear some good news for a change, don't we? And this guy, Jesus, he's telling us stories. But they aren't just stories. You see, they have a hidden meaning. It's clever. He's clever. He uses subjects we understand, and today he is talking about seed. Well, most of us are either fishermen or farmers around here in Galilee, and some of us are even both. So we know a lot about seeds. So this story makes sense. Seed, we all know, won't just grow anywhere, will it? Now, here in Nibley or Tresham, Alderley, Wootton under Edge, a lot of us know about seeds too. Some of us enjoy growing flowers. Who likes growing veg? That seems very popular in Nibley. We all know that where the seed is planted will pretty much dictate whether it thrives or it dies. You've all heard the parables countless times, maybe through Sunday school when you were younger, or at school through Open the Book. But it's something that you know and remember well. But what do we do with this story? What do we take from it? The tale isn't told like some report from, I don't know, Country File on the telly or a lecture at agricultural college. Jesus knows about seeds. But he's talking about agriculture. No, he's actually talking about you and me. Now, we'd like to think that everyone sat in church and in our homes today, that we're all planted in good soil and are potentially thriving. But actually, that would be very judgy of me to suggest that we are, because I know that's not always the case, is it? I can remember talking to John May, Reverend John May, do you remember him? From a few years ago. And we were having a conversation about church. And I said to him that, you know, I didn't go to church at that time, because it just seemed to me as if everyone who went to church had got their lives sorted. And John May's response was very funny, because said, "Oh, Leslie," he said, "you couldn't be further from the truth." And that's it, isn't it? We are all going through our own ordeals, our own challenges. And we can often mask our real lives from others. You know, those day-to-day things. I always think it's really funny when we actually go into the doctor's surgery and you bump into someone you know and you say, "Oh, how are you?" And what do they respond? "Oh, I'm fine." It's like you're having a conversation in the doctor's surgery. Obviously, you're not fine. But hey, that's the kind of thing we say. You see, Jesus is going deep with what he tells us. He's talking about something that is deep within us. He's talking about our spiritual lives with him. Where are we in our relationship with our God today? Are we settling down? Are we setting down good roots? Are we being refreshed and nourished? It's very easy to just go through the motions around faith, to think that going to church once a week, or is it like a golden ticket to heaven, whatever heaven is. That's definitely another subject for another sermon from another preacher. The trouble with Sunday is that it's not enough to root ourselves in good, wholesome conversations with God if we're just talking to someone on one day a week. If we are not turning to God on a day-to-day basis, we may forget to turn to him at all when serious stuff actually starts to happen. We are increasingly blessed to live here in this beautiful part of the country and to have a lovely community to rally round and support when times get tough. But in the darker times, when we sit with our worries and fears and pains, there is only one voice to cry out to in the darkness. And that, I believe, is Jesus. I believe that God has a plan for each of us. A wonderful plan. Yeah, a really good plan. But we won't find out what that plan is unless we talk to God and give him a chance to reveal that truth to us. St. Martin's is a very special place. So is St. Mary's. So is Alderley and Tresham and all the other surrounding places. And each of those places has a bunch of very special people. And I want to encourage you as you step into the next vacancy that God has a plan for each and every one of us. Even for Ozzleworth. And in fact, God has a plan for the world. For the whole world. The world that he created. And that is told beautifully in a piece of scripture from the Old Testament, which comes from the Song of Solomon. Let me read it to you. Listen, my beloved, look, here he comes, leaping across the mountains, bounding over the hills. My beloved is like a gazelle or a young stag. Look, there he stands behind our wall, gazing through the windows, peering through the lattice. Imagine Jesus peering through your windows today, waiting for us to see him and respond. Arise, come, my darling, my beautiful one, come with me, it says in that scripture reading. So now I want to take you back to that warm, muddy shore of Lake Galilee. I know it's muddy because I've been there. I've actually had the joy of paddling in the Sea of Galilee many years ago with a nun from the Solomon Islands, but that is another story for another day. We actually stood there together at dawn, paddling in the water with tiny little fishes nibbling our toes. And she said to me, imagine Jesus may have stood in this very same spot, in this same mud that where we are standing. Wow, what a thought. So stand in that warm, silty mud with me right now and feel those little fish nibbling at your toes. And out in front of you is Jesus in a fishing boat, telling you the most amazing story. And he's saying to you, be the seed that falls on good soil. Hear my word and understand it. And remember, God has a plan. Just make sure you find out what it is and join in. Amen.
The response to our intercessions today, after the words, Lord, hear us, will be Lord, graciously hear us. So it's Lord, hear us, Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we pray today for your church, proclaiming a gospel of forgiveness, freedom and love to a world that so desperately needs it. Gospel full of parables to help us understand the good news we bring to others. Thank you for those with a gift for sharing and explaining that good news by evangelism. And for all those who quietly go about their daily lives, living out what they believe. We pray that we may all hear and understand your word, so that it is grounded in all we say and do. We know that you're with us in all that we do and say, but every now and then we need that nudge to feel your presence even more. Fill us with your love, we pray, that in our own small part we may help the world believe. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for a world where power, greed, and wars are so prevalent. For countries where self-interest seems to rule, and where the sanctity of human life is undervalued. Give to those who are trying to make peace the strength to follow their convictions and constant patience in their negotiations. May hearts that have been darkened by violence and hatred discover a better way. And may the ways of forgiveness, understanding, and diplomacy coincide at the conference table. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Lord, we pray for the spiritual health and welfare of our communities. We pray that our church here in North Nibley may be a spiritual family, a place of faith where people are welcomed and nourished. And we give thanks for Leslie's time with us over the last years, for how she stabilised the benefice and laid foundations that we can build on in the next stage of our journey. We pray for those who will take on more responsibilities during the interregnum. And we pray that there's someone who may not know it at this moment, but will feel called to be our new vicar in due course. We pray for our village that it continues to be a place where all can flourish and the weak and vulnerable be cared for, where there's harmony and pride in our community. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. We pray for those who are going through times of trouble, some perhaps in our families, some in our church, some in our wider circle of friends and acquaintances. We know you to be both Lord and healer of your broken world, and we ask you to touch with your generous love all who are on our hearts today because of their special need. May they feel your love and your presence in their lives. We remember particularly those who have lost loved ones recently, the families of Tony and Clive and Barbara. Lord, be with them all in their grief and loss, we pray. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Finally, Lord, into your hands we commit those who have run the race and kept the faith, even if that faith was known only to you, and now have gone to their reward. May your light shine upon them forever, and our lives be richer because of their memory. Lord, hear us. Lord, graciously hear us. Keep us, Lord, in the joy, the simplicity, and the compassionate love of the gospel. Bless this day and those you have committed to our care. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
So here we are. The service is coming to a close. And you've heard the word of God. You've heard about the sower. And I hope that those words from Jesus, that storytelling is helpful to you in working out who you are in God's sight and how valuable you are and how he wants you to be in the good soil and planted and nourished. And of course, the way that we do that is through our prayer life and through the way that we interact with God through scripture and with each other. Coming and spending time with each other is really important. Caring for each other is really important. So I wish you all the very best and will be keeping the community very close to my heart as I go into retirement and whatever that brings next. And I will finish with a blessing. So the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each and one of you evermore. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord in the name of Christ. Amen.